The political world of Berlin is now concentrated almost entirely in the center of the capital. Numerous new buildings had to be built here before the government could move from Bonn to Berlin. One of those which provokes the most lively discussion is the Federal Chancellery. Visitors can form their own opinion of it during a guided tour of the building. In the conference rooms, foyers and portrait gallery, you can enjoy a touch of political flair while taking in the effect of this postmodernist building designed by the Berlin architects Axel Schultes and Charlotte Frank. The Reichstag building, which is the seat of the German parliament, is just a stone's throw away. Its spectacular glass dome by the British architect Sir Norman Foster is open to visitors and has become one of the main attractions in Berlin.
Meanwhile, the Burmans have arrived at the Reichstag too. The dome of the Reichstag is open to visitors from 8 a.m. until midnight. No appointment is needed, and there is no admission charge. After visiting the Reichstag, the Burmans set off for the monument to the murdered Jews of Europe. Here, 2,711 concrete steels covering an area of 19,000 square meters serve as a reminder of the millions of victims of the Holocaust. The monument was designed by the New York architect Peter Eisenman. The complex also includes an underground information center. The monument is always open and there is no admission fee. The journey continues again by velo taxi, which costs €7.50 per person per half hour, including the expert guide. Margit and Jens are great fans of England and the UK and are eager to see the British Embassy while they're here.
I must say, I do find that very impressive. It's really great.
Now we should treat ourselves to a cup of tea, huh? They decide to warm up in a cafe right by the Brandenburg Gate. Central Berlin is full of cafes and restaurants where you can retire from the hustle and bustle of this city, mulling over what you have seen while you have a bite to eat or something to drink. And even though Berlin is undoubtedly a cosmopolitan city, the prices are really very reasonable compared with other major cities. But eventually it's time to move on again. After all, there's still plenty more on the Burma's program.